And good morning, Pastor Connor.
Good morning, Pastor Barton. How are you this morning?
Doing okay.
Great.
We are still rejoicing in what the Lord did last week during the Share-a-thon, and we're using an acrostic this week to share some of the things that the Lord did. Share-a-thon is a compound word, share-a-thon. We always talk about share-a-thon time. That's my announcement. It's share-a-thon time, and that's always an exciting announcement to hear at the beginning of the broadcast day when we start Share-a-thon. Well, we took the word Share-a-thon, broke it down. What is Share-a-thon time? Well, for last week, thank God, it was a time of salvation. We had at least one saved. It was a time of help, there were some people got some help, and I bless the Lord for that. It was a time of assurance. And we had a lady that got her assurance, an older lady, as well as some others who got their assurance as far as their, matter of fact, we had a gentleman announce his call last night, 41-year-old man announced his call. He actually put his name in the hat for the young preachers and at 41, but he hadn't publicly surrendered. Last night, he publicly surrendered and again got his assurance. He knew that's what the Lord wanted him to do. A time of revival. We had at least two churches that did not even preach Sunday morning because God was moving in such a way. We bless the Lord for that. A time of exhortation that the Bible says to exhort one another while it's called today. And so a time of building up, a time of lifting up, a time to examine our attitudes. And we illustrated that yesterday about how that enemies have become friends via Share-a-thon. Well, today I'd like to say, in the word Share-a-thon, I'd like to look at the letter T. And of course, T could stand for a lot of things. Thanksgiving, that's a big part. But also I thought about testimony. John 15 says, even the Spirit of truth which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. We heard a lot of that. We heard a lot of folks testify to the grace of God. Ephesians 4 says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord. So there was testimony from the pulpit. There was testimony from the announcers. There was testimonies from the folks that sang. As a matter of fact, many of the songs, the original music, we had three prolific songwriters that are they're writing a lot of stuff that you hear today, a lot of things that are being sung all over the place. The writer of those writers, there were three different writers that were with us, and they sang some original music, and I got blessed listening to the testimonies of how those songs come about. And they would testify that God had dealt with them in this certain way, or they'd been through this certain situation, certain happening. And as a result of that, this song was the result. And so we saw some testimonies last week under the letter T. And then under the letter H, there's two H's in Share-a-thon. I thought about our verse for anchor. Hebrews 6:19, the Bible says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Well, if nothing else, I hope that last week was a time of hope. Gave some people some hope. And I'll be honest with you, there's some hopeless situations out there. There are some preachers that are there without hope. I mean, they're just at the bottom of the rung of the ladder, and they're just barely hanging on. I hope they got some hope this past week. Mm-hmm. I know that the Lord filled my heart with hope about the future, and that He's in control. He's going to take care of everything. Some hope. There were some things that were done outside of Share-a-thon. There were some things that happened that folks don't even know about. There was money given to other ministries and some missionaries and some other things, and it helped some folks. The old timers, they would it was shortened the word hoping, and so they would say, you're hoping me back up in the mountains. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hoping that some folks got some hope last week. I hope they got some help last week, but I also hope they got some hope last week, that the Lord hoped them and put some hope within their soul. Hey, listen, if you listen to the newscast, we just heard, not much hope in the newscast, but the hope is in the coming of the Lord. The hope is that the church is going to make it out of this thing triumphant. And so by the help and grace of God, we bless his name. We thank him for his intervening hand and for everything the Lord is doing. And thank you for being a part of Share-a-thon 2024. I'll have updated totals this afternoon around 5:15, and we'll talk more about what the Lord did, and love to hear your testimony. Text us in and tell us what the Lord did in your heart during the days of Share-a-thon 2024. Father, would you bless your people, and would you help us to be found faithful, and Lord, would you hope us in these days, in Christ's name, amen. I'm Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.